Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back, Angie and Rita.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You guys, we are so excited for today's episode because we have a very special guest. And really, it's our first official interview. So excited for our listeners. Today, we will be talking with our dear friend, Mila, but you may know her as 50 Shades of Beads Candy, or the owner of Elf Beads, or the owner of Beads Candy Shop. She wears so many hats. Welcome to Charm Chat, Mila.
Hi, girls. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. For those of you who don't know Mila, she first made her appearance in the charm world via her Instagram, which I believe was dedicated to Pandora in the beginning. Is that accurate, Mila?
Yes, absolutely.
And just like the rest of us, Mila caught the bug and delved deep into the world of other brands. Mila, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started on your charm or bead collecting journey?
I came to the U.S. at 2010. I do have a bachelor's in philosophy, but I was working in IT in San Francisco, but some part of me was always searching for some creativity and ways to unleash it. So I think that is what Pandora brought to my life, and it made me happy, and it just fulfilled me so much. And once I discovered our Instagram community, it just boosted my love for Pandora and beads. And I found all the support. I found people who shared my hobby, and we could enjoy beads guilt-free, because when I was just spending on beads alone and just having it all for myself, it didn't have that value that it started having when we met each other and when we shared our passion and we shared our designs and pictures and everything. It just brought new meaning to my life.
That's so true.
That's amazing. That sounds pretty typical for all of us. Like, you just start slowly and then you find the community and you go from there. And unlike the rest of us, though, you kind of took it a little step further. And I don't know how you went from just being a Pandora collector to, I don't know, starting your own business. That's like a dream.
Yes, because from you all, I learned that there are a lot of new interesting brands and other brands, and each brand has its personality and is very unique. And then I started adding one brand to Pandora, then another brand to Pandora. Then I thought, I have quite a collection. And because I felt this passion, and it really became a very important part of my life. And at that point, I must say, I was staying home with three kids, so I was not working anymore. And I was thinking, okay, on my creativity journey, what else do I want to do? Do I want to get back to office when kids go to school, or what else? And then when I was in this beads world for so long, I just thought, why cannot I combine this passion, my hobby, and work? Why not?
Yeah, I distinctly remember when you posted on Instagram what you did, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing and such a dream. I can't believe somebody actually did it. And I was just like so honor to know you. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, you make us all proud, Mila.
Oh, you're so sweet. But I did it only because I had your support. I couldn't have done it without all of you. That is for sure. And I felt so confident. And this idea, it grew in my mind for a year. And then one day I came across Elf Beads. And this is when it all began for me, because at one point I realized I want to have it all. Just every single bead. And I thought of ways. Okay, I thought, I already have this idea of starting a shop. So isn't it a good moment right now? If I feel the magic, I feel the connection with the brand, and I can actually have it all if I launch my shop right now. And I did it. It was like a kick for me, because idea was idea, but then it was just a start when I woke up and I realized, okay, tomorrow I will do it tomorrow. And I did it tomorrow. I mean, I started everything, all the communication, and I set up the date of lunch, because if I wouldn't, then it could be, it was just so much work to start with at the shop. And then we did it in 5 or 4 weeks from scratch.
Wow.
Messaging all brands. So I launched with 4 brands, full site, and we did it in a little more than 4 weeks. My husband was very supportive, and he was working on it day and night with me. He had full-time job. We had 3 kids, and we were just, we had this dream. He felt my dream, and without him, of course, I wouldn't have done it.
You made your dream come true. I know I speak on behalf of so many people when I say thank you so much for bringing all of these brands to North America. I mean, you gave us the opportunity to try beads and buy beads that we maybe would never have. You went from Beads Candy Shop to the owner of Elf Beads. How did that transition even happen?
I can only blame magic. Magic of Elf Beads and the special call of brand. Years ago, first time from somebody, I heard the word Elf Beads and my heart started beating. I didn't know what Elf Beads was at that moment, but I felt something at that moment already. So I believe in intuition and how it started. So I think I was at this moment of my life, I was ready for something big. I was ready and open, and my visualization, it just brought things that I wished for to my life. But I was ready for it. I was ready to work a lot, to invest a lot, and to dedicate my entire life to this. So the day I launched Beads Candy Shop, I got the most magical email in my life from Elf Beads owners. They just simply suggested me to buy a brand. Just like wow. This. And I can't even express what I felt at that moment. It's like meeting a movie star, or like your wildest dream suddenly came true. That was what it meant for me. And I knew how much work it will take, but we didn't even discuss yes or no with my husband. The answer was yes.
I mean, that's just a magical moment that was meant to be. I think that's an amazing opportunity. And for you to be in sync with them at that same time, like, how, you can't explain that. It's just really magic.
Yes, it was meant to be, I think.
That is the epitome of stars aligning. And Mila, I'm pretty sure when you launched Beads Candy Shop, you probably saw that I was a crazy shopper and placed multiple orders at a time, which I'm sure was Elf Beads, because I'd had my eye on them for a long time. One of the things that I think is really cool is, I'm sure as the owner of Elf Beads, you play a pretty huge role in the creative process of bringing beads to life. Can you share with us and our listeners, like, what is involved with being part of that creative process to bring beads to life?
So it involves lots of people. Everybody is fully dedicated. Every member of our team is fully dedicated to making collection happen. We have designers, 3D modelers. We have glass silver artists and managers and office managers. And everybody takes part in designing and in making beads, in turning it into a magical product of full of love. And me, my role is to make it happen. Like a good product and project manager, I'm just connecting everything and making things happen, because there's really a lot of processes to manage and to put together. And also, I'm constantly listening. I'm listening to the voice of inspiration from the universe. What's there? What should be made? What should come to life? And what are we going to work on? It's not like I have my crazy ideas. No, I'm just open, and I absorb what is there. And I'm trying to listen to the voice of Elf Beads, first of all. And then we come up with a some collections are actually I come up with ideas for the future collections. And we work on from 3 to 5 collections same time. So currently we are wrapping up Night Ocean collection, which is a spoiler. No, nobody yet knows about it. And another very, very fun and amazing collection is a new Halloween release. I am so excited about it. That will be magical, pure magic, I promise. Basically, that's it. That's the process. You just add lots of love, lots of inspiration, and talent of multiple people, and there you go.
And you do a lot of this remotely as well, which is really impressive.
Actually, everything is remotely.
Mila, I know you started just over a year ago, right, with Elf Beats? It's been over a year now.
A little bit over a year. Mm-hmm.
So not too long, but do you have a favorite collection that you're most proud of so far that you've worked on?
I asked myself about it, and the answer I found deep within was that I spent so much time and so much effort on each collection. And actually, we are a small brand, small company, but we are very productive. So we release something every month. And I am proud of everything I have done so far. And I think if I wouldn't be proud, I just wouldn't release a collection. I cannot choose my most favorite, just because they are all our babies and my babies. But please tell me which ones are your favorites.
Oh my gosh, I love them all.
I feel like that's such a Rita answer. Rita always says all of them.
That's Mila. We're the same. I do the same. I love them all. Don't let me choose. Don't make her choose.
You asked the question.
I know. What? Why did I do that? I take it back.
Well, I knew this question might be coming, so I went and reviewed everything. And obviously, I feel the same way. Everything is so beautiful, and there's so many different choices. There are so many glass beads. Oh my goodness, how would you even start? But for me personally, I felt a real connection to the Spring Symphony collection. There were so many pieces in there that I really, really love. And I'm really enjoying all the work that Myra has been doing for you. It's just spectacular and such beautiful designs. I love them.
Yes, Myra is very talented and amazing. And she's our bead sister. She came from same community. Isn't it amazing?
And she's just as prolific as you are, my goodness. She's everywhere, just making such beautiful pieces for you.
I don't know how to choose either because I love so many of them, but there's something extra special about the latest lilies that you've done. I love all of those lilies. And then the ocean collection you just released, the seahorses on the glass bead. I love that 3D effect. I think the colors you used were really fun. So I'm going to like pick and choose from different collections to say what are my favorite.
Okay, I give a little shout out to the World Fractals, because the Secret Garden Midnight World Fractal is my dreamiest piece. Oh my goodness. And those World Fractals are just gorgeous. They're so big and beautiful and deep and complex. I love them.
Angie really likes the dark stuff. So when you said dark ocean, I was like, oh no, is that going to scream Angie's name?
Well, I have something that I love so much that I wish you would bring it back.
Oh, really?
The Wonder Dust set. It's, oh my gosh, I regret not getting two. I only got one set. I always love pairs. And it's, oh my gosh, it's probably my favorite. I don't know. I can't say favorite, but it's my, like it is. And I love the flower, like all the different, you know, the flowers and the flower twigs and everything. But that set, oh my gosh, it just sparkles, glows. I don't know what it does. It just glows. There's something about it. It's amazing. And the colors are beautiful pastels. I love them all. I even love the green. You know, it's a beautiful green. It's a green that I love. So I, you know, if ever you can bring it back, I'm going to request that. now.
I can bring it back for you, Rita. I definitely can. There is a secret of the set, Wonder Dust set. And the secret of it is a pearl dust.
That's why.
Oh, that's
so
the
beautiful,
magical, glowy stuff.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Mila. And this is what I have been thinking about the whole time was, how do you run two companies? You have little kids, you have a family, a husband. I just don't know how you manage to do it all because I'm already overwhelmed with what I have to do. I don't know how you do it. Obviously, you don't sleep, right?
Yes, obviously, I don't. I would say there are two things. First of them is my husband. Because he left his job to work for Elfbit. And we work day and night together. He mostly works at night. And we have kids. And because we don't have family here, we do it all together with him. And he is amazing and very supportive. And his heart is full of love. He adores beads and Elfbit. And his love for beads began from Elfbit. I think this is amazing and very unique. He truly loves Elfbit. He supports me when I need work, I need to run and do something urgently. Then he takes kids and then we switch, and it really helps to manage things. And the second thing is passion. Because beads are my passion. This is the thing that fulfills my resources. And when I am exhausted and tired, what I need to feel energized again, I need beads. See how it works? I need beads to keep me running. And I have beads all around, so I can go on forever.
That's really amazing. So nice to have that support system and a husband. And it's truly a family business, right?
Yes, it is.
You need to do a collection that's Elf Beads by Victor and have it be like masculine inspired.
This is fabulous. I think that would be a hit. And why not? Why not?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for those of us who like a masculine twist on beads as well, right? Like, I would be open to that.
Yes.
Beads for everybody.
You get a bead. And you get a bead.
But they are already for everybody. I know lots of people who like male who wear beads and elf beads, and I saw those pictures. They are amazing and they are really inspiring, and that's great.
Like Robert, who does such amazing work and styles them so beautifully and looks great on his arm.
Yes, yes. Oh, his movies are magical.
That's for sure.
I feel like he's the perfect male model for
exactly
beads. Mila, I am in awe of everything you have accomplished so far. Your family must be so proud. Beads obviously make up a huge part of your life. Do beads hold a special meaning to you?
Yes, and that is something I think I already mentioned. This is something that empowers me and brings energy and fulfills my resources. When I look at a glass bead, I see the world inside, and it takes me to some distant places. It works its magic, and it's just so wonderful and so beautiful, like touching a masterpiece. And it is a miracle. Every time I hold a bead, I hear its voice, and sometimes I hear stories they tell. That is how I came up with the concept of a secret garden, because I really see those stories and hear the voice of beads. It's a pure magic. So yes, the meaning is very, very special.
And despite all that you do, I still see that you post beautiful photos of your own bracelets that you have styled. So that's pretty impressive as well.
Thank you, Angie. Yes. What about you? Please share. What about the role of beads in your lives?
I feel like our previous episodes, we talk about what beads mean to us. But since we're on the topic of Mean Beads Candy Shop and Elf Beads, I want to share what I love about Elf Beads. And it's their glass, because we don't have a ton of glass options within Pandora. We have it in a lot of other brands too. But I like that this one has something extra magical in it. Maybe it's the pearl dust, now that we learned. But I think it complements my Pandora pieces. There's just something that intertwines with them, and it just helps bring out the beauty of those charms.
Yeah, the same. I mean, exactly the same for me. As you know, Mila, I add elf beads to my current designs to make them just more magical. When I have specific, let's say recently I just did an Encanto bracelet. So I have all the different beads that mean that represent something. And then I added beautiful elf beads that just like make it pop and add the color that I need. And it just makes it pure magic.
I agree too. And I like all different brands, and having Beads Candy Shop have those available to us, especially in Canada. It's really tough to get some of these other brands. I fell in love with Red Ballet Frog because of Beads Candy Shop and, you know, several other brands. So I really love having that opportunity to try those brands. And yeah, I like to stack with my elf beads too and just have that color, more color and vibrancy. They're so beautiful.
Thank you. And thank you so much for all of your beautiful designs. For me, as a Beads Candy Shop owner, it means the world to see how you get inspired by all the different brands, because there are a lot of them. And the way you all mix brands, it's beautiful. And I admire it.
You give us lots to play with.
So Mila, I mean, you've beautifully shared how you started, what this means to you. So inspiring. What does the future hold for Beads Candy Shop and for Elf Beads?
I have been thinking a lot. I think there could be plans and there could be dreams and some goals. My goal is to open a physical shop.
Ooh, we all like that.
Can you open one in Canada?
Oh, ideally. Yes, of course. So with time, I think that would be just a huge milestone for us to open a physical shop. And of course, grow in all ways. And I want to touch as many hearts as possible with this beauty of beads and this inspiration. And the mission of Elf Beads and many other beads brands is to share the love, the magic, and the happiness with people and make the world a better place. That is something I want to continue doing.
That's a perfect answer. That's beautiful. And I just want to say that it's amazing to finally get to meet you in person. And to me, I think you're just such a huge inspiration and one of the bravest people I've ever met. That's crazy. You're just so impressive.
So inspiring, Mila. So, so, so inspiring to so many people.
I'm very touched and honored, and I am truly inspired by all of you.
Oh, Mila, thank you so much for your time. I feel very honored to call you a friend. I've gotten to meet you in person and your husband and your beautiful children. So definitely an honor. Like, you are just as beautiful inside as you are out.
Thank you.
As Bead and Charm addicts, it is so cool to hear how you brought your dreams to life. So many of us get so much joy out of it. So thank you. We do have a few more minutes left with you. So I'm going to fire off some random, not bead related questions. You don't even need to take time to think about them. Just give me an answer.
Sounds like fun.
All right, let's do it. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Ooh, black or creamed?
Black.
Whoa, all right.
She needs it strong.
Yeah. 100%.
Tacos or pizza?
Sushi. Sorry.
What's funny is I was going to give her a sushi or answer, but I knew she was going to pick sushi, so I didn't on purpose. Disneyland or Vegas?
Vegas. Sorry.
Vegas is pretty good, too. We will allow it.
Pink or purple?
Purple. Of course, purple. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, she's wearing a pink top, so this is trickery here.
She said purple. She said purple. She said purple. Can't go back.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween, for sure. Yes, Halloween.
Ooh, I got one. Day or night?
Night.
Yep, yes, she's a night owl.
You need to work. Night is my most productive time.
We've had some good conversations at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Those are fun questions. Thank you for playing along. That was really fun. I just kind of wanted to have a little speed round just to kind of get to know Mila a little bit more outside of the bead stuff. And hey, you guys, next week, our episode is going to be all around how we match our jewelry, how we pick our jewelry of the day. And for most of us, none of that would even be possible without all these brands that Mila has to offer. So again, thank you, Mila. Join us next week when Rita leads us through the conversation of how we choose our jewelry. We would love to know if you are a beads candy shop or elf bead shopper. DM us on our Instagram and let us know. If you want to find us, we are Charm Chat Podcast on IG. If you want to email us, you can email us at charmchatpodcast@gmail.com. And if you are not already following our podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. That way you are notified when we have a new episode. And until next week, stay charming.